The Mishnah 2, Kol Min Zeraim Ein Zeraim Ba'aruga. The Mishnah before, where we were fitting all of these into one little space, so that's not talking about seeds, meaning things which are not normally sown in such small confined spaces. We're not talking about that, says the Mishnah. V'chol Min Yerakos Zeraim Ba'aruga. What we're talking about is species of vegetables which are normally planted in such small spaces. And then he says, Chadol Vafunim Hashufin, mustard and small smooth peas. These are minzraim. These are considered species of seeds, so you wouldn't plant those in this kind of small space. Afunim hagmalanim, but larger peas, min yarak. These are considered species of vegetables, which you would normally plant in such small spaces. So when you're talking about things over here, that types of vegetables that person would plant in such a small space, we're not talking about anything bigger than that. Gvulsha gvur tefach v'nima'at. Also, if you plant the seeds in the border, as we said, this raised border, but then what happens is the border kind of seeps down back onto the same level, kosher, so that would still be fine, shai kosher mitchilasa, because it was kosher when you planted it. So as long as it was kosher when you planted it, the fact that it seeped down is still fine. Hatelim v'amas hamam shem amukim tefach. A furrow or a water channel, which is one tefach deep, one hand breadth deep. Zorim l'sechen shlosha zeronim. So you could plant in it three different seeds. And where would you plant the seeds? Echad mikan, one on this side, on the slope. The echad mikan, one in the middle. The echad mikan, and one on the other side of the slope. And that's, you could plant three seeds there.